Number two is asking the right questions. Now, what is the biggest complaint that our customers have about us as salespeople? You know, as salespeople, we love to talk. That's what we do. I mean, to test this last time, just think back to the last time two of you rode together in a car. How much silent time was there? I mean, we can talk and talk and talk, and that's what we like to do. And we think that our job is to, show and tell, and it's not. It's to ask questions and listen. Ask questions and listen, and then show, and then ask more questions. But when you think about it, okay, there's a couple of new questions that I've added now because of the current situation. Because in the past, you might not want to ask this question. But when you go into your account, ask this question: how is everything on the order? You think, are you kidding? You want me to ask that and open up a big can of worms? But I'll tell you why it's so important to ask that. Because if I was your competitor, and I would be going after your middle to lower end accounts. I'm not the big ones. I'm going after your middle to lower end accounts. The ones that pay their bills on time. The one that you take for granted. The ones that you don't tell thank you. The ones that you don't really help. The ones that you just go, sometimes don't even see them. You just call in their order. Call them and get their order. Those are the ones that I would go after. And when I would go in, I would say, how was everything on Cisco's order this week? And all I'm looking for is that little one time when you neglected them. That little one time. That's all I need, is that little wedge. And then I'm in. Then I'm there. And I can reinforce the fact that, that being your competitor, I can reinforce the fact that, they're doing all this stuff. It's a good time to really take a look at what I've got, because I've got some really, really good tools that can help you grow your business. Now, wouldn't it be better if you asked that and they say, I didn't get the right product this week. Well, let's fix that. Let's make sure that we're okay. Let's make sure that you know that I'm, 100% behind you. So how was everything on the order? Now, when you're going into your competitor's account, what do you ask? How was everything on the U.S. order? How was everything on the, what are the competitors you got here? But how was everything on their order? And if they say, it was okay, then you're looking for that one time when they say, they really screwed it up this week. That's like striking gold, because now you have an opportunity to get in there and show your stuff. So here's another question. How could we do things better? Now, if you ask those two questions, how is everything okay? How could we do things better? And then it may be something that you can't do, but at least you're asking. And it may be something you can do. So now you have a tool to come back and say, I think we can do this a little better. And you've got something to improve on. So ask those two questions. Now, there's another question when you're opening up new accounts. And let's talk about new accounts for a minute. Because new accounts are only two ways to get the business, and that is increase your penetration or open up new accounts. And to open up a new account, you have to take it away from somebody else. So here's what we do when we go in to make a new account call. Maybe let's say we got a call with a country club, and it's 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. So, okay, Tuesday afternoon, boy, I'm going in to see this country club. I come to the sales office, I get some brochures, I get a presentation, I get a product list. This is a really important call. I think I'll take my DSM with me to make sure that we're covered. So, first of all, you go up there Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and they forgot. They don't write appointments down with salespeople. We like to think they would, but they don't. So we go up, and they see us coming. And they say, look at them. They got everything that has ever been printed in this industry. I've already seen all that stuff. They got samples, and there are two of them. They'll probably have a talking contest so you can out-talk each other. If any of you have been on that situation, when you see a salesperson come, the first thing that's in your mind is, why did I agree to see him? Second, how can I get rid of him in a hurry? So you're thinking about that right up front. How can I get rid of him? So there you are. You got that situation. You've created that situation. You've created that wall before you even open your mouth to say anything. Now, why do we do that? Why do we take all that stuff with us? Especially if we're new in the business. We've got to have something to show them. We've got to have something to talk about. Well, here's a challenge for you. The next time you go into that account, don't take anything with you. And you ladies, I'd say take your handbag. Put it in your trunk, because that way you won't have anything going up. And it's like, see here, I'm going in to negotiate with the bank robber. I'm unarmed. I'm not a threat to you. I'm not going to take up 2 hours of your time. And then when you're going, you're going to say, wow, this is a little scary because what am I going to talk about? Well, see, that's the key, is we go in and we're not going to talk. We're going to ask questions. And you know the questions that you ask, the two I already told you. And then you ask, you know, about their menu, about their products, just to get a little information, just get them talking. And then they're going to say, you're going to know when the time is up and say, I really appreciate you giving me this time. Here's what I would like to do. I'd like you to leave the door open for me for the next couple of weeks. Let me bring something in, because I got so much to show you. I don't want to come in and overwhelm you. Let me come in every week, and I'll bring you a little portion of what we got. And then after a certain period of time, when we present everything, you can make the decision whether or not you think we would be good for you. Now, what are you really selling when you go in on that first call?
Yourself.
Because if I don't like you, I'll find a way not to buy from you. Even if my boss forces me to buy from you, I will find a way to screw it up. Just because I don't like you. But if I like you, I'll find a way to bring you in. If I like you, I like your attitude, I like the way you present yourself, I like the way you have an interest in me, I like the way you ask questions, I like the way you're not pushy, I like the way you don't try to come in here and, you know, go for the jugular right away. I like those things about you. So come back. And what will happen? Now, why do we take all that stuff with us in the first place? Because the more stuff, the more confidence. If there's two of you, you ever notice if there's two of you, you have no such thing as call reluctance. Two people can call on anybody. Three people can call on anybody. Because you're like a SWAT team going in there. You know, you're like an army going in there. And if you don't think of something to say, you know somebody else is going to think of something to say, because we all have something to say. But the key is to go in there by yourself, innocent looking, with the objective of just making a friend. I'm just here to make friends with you. And if you do that, I guarantee you. Now, there's one other really good question that you can ask, and it's called a history question. This is the question that literally saved my life one time. I had the best job anybody could have in this industry, and I worked darn hard to get this job. I mean, I went down to Orlando, and I went to work there, and I worked my way up, and I finally had this job. I was working for a manufacturer, and my area, my region, I should say, was, I lived in Orlando, and it was, started in New Orleans, went all the way down through the South, all Florida, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I mean, it couldn't get any better than that. My office was right next to my swimming pool. Matter of fact, when my boss used to call me, I used to have to turn my jacuzzi off so he didn't ask me what that bubble noise was in the back. I had eight people. We were number one in the country. I wanted to have a little party time. I'd go up to see Eddie up in New Orleans. He worked for me up there. He was born in the French Quarter. I mean, he showed me things that took me places I could never tell you about. If I wanted a vacation a little bit, I'd go out to Puerto Rico. Then we had a broker out in Puerto Rico, and we would go out to the islands. I mean, this was fantastic. So things are really going good. My boss calls me up one day. He says, Bob, we'd like to have you move to Oklahoma City and become our national sales manager. And to show you how smart I was, I took the job. Now, there I am in Oklahoma City. And if you've ever gone from having complete freedom, and you know what I'm talking about when I say freedom, because that freedom is the thing that kills a lot of us. We can't handle it. You know, we come out of an environment where we have to punch in, punch out, work, 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 and then go. But now all of a sudden, we got this freedom. And, you know, sometimes that works against us. Sometimes we don't feel like we're doing enough. Sometimes we overwork. Sometimes we just get caught up in that. And that's because we're failing to plan. If you ever go from having that freedom to a corporate office, it's the same thing as being incarcerated. I had to be in to work every day at 8 o'clock, imagine. I had to stay until 5. And I used to work a lot, but, you know, it didn't seem like you're working because you're driving somewhere or you're flying somewhere or you're getting up early and going on a trip. I mean, that's always fun. But when you're in that corporate office, I mean, that is tough. Now, one of my jobs was I was to open up these 7 new accounts in addition to all my other responsibilities. So I'm up there for 2 weeks. My boss calls up and he says, how are you doing on those 7 accounts? Well, I hadn't called them yet, but I said, we're close. So I thought, well, I better call them. So I picked up the phone, I called all 7 of them, and every one of them said, we don't need another supplier. I mean, what do you do? I had a backup plan. I thought, well, I could sell my house, take a hit on that because I just bought it. I had an RV, I could go live in my RV, my kids were grown, I could live in that RV while I go look for another job. That was kind of my backup. So Boss calls again. He says, how'd you make out? I said, I've called them all. He said, well, good. Keep me posted. So I thought, well, I better call them one more time. So I call them again. Only this time I asked them this one question. I says, do you mind if I come in and ask you a few questions? We're doing some research. Our company's doing research, and we wanted to know about your business. And they all agreed. When I said I wanted to come in and try to sell you a program, they said, forget about it. We don't need anything. But I said, I'm doing some research and to see about it. They said, come on in. So I went to all seven of them, and I asked them this one question. The last time you put on a vendor, what were the things that made you decide to go with that vendor? Now think about what you're asking them. The last time you put on a vendor, what made you decide to go with that vendor? They said, well, here, you have to be part of our marketing program. You have to this. They gave me about a dozen things that they based their decision on. Pretty much all were the same. I went back and made seven dynamite presentations, one individual presentation for each one of those. I mean, I had this thing all color, all nice, really, you know, all bound together. And I went in and made those seven presentations based on what they told me. Signed seven contracts in 1 week, resulting in that $30 million in new annual business. I mean, to go from, man, what am I going to do, go live in my camper while I look for another job, to be the most valuable person in the company, just by asking that one little question. And you can ask that every time you go in. The last time you put on a menu item, what were the things that made you decide to put that particular item on? Last time you decided on a vendor, what were the things that made you decide to put them on? And they will tell you exactly how they make their decision. So if you didn't do anything else except ask those three questions. First of all, how is everything on the order? Two, how could we do better? And that third question, how do you base your decisions? What do you base your decision on when you make a change to a new vendor? Give you another quick example. I was coming down through Chicago a while ago to show you the power of a question. And I had my wife with me. We were driving. We pulled into this mall. We were going down and walk around a little bit. And as we're going into the mall, there's an encyclopedia set up. You know how the encyclopedia, they're in on an island in there. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to go over and ask this guy one question, and I'll meet you in the bookstore in about an hour. So I go up to the guy. I just want to ask him one question about one of the programs that they have. And I says, I go up to the guy, and I'm looking unfriendly. I don't want to engage the guy, you know, because they're trained to suck you out of the aisle and tape you down and don't let you go. And I didn't want to go through all that. So I'm looking mean, uninterested. I said, listen, buddy, I just want to one thing I want to ask you. What is your price on this particular program? And the guy, he put his hand out to shake my hand, and he says, what kind of work do you do? That was his answer to my tough question. I told him. He said, wow, that's interesting. Tell me more. 1 hour later, I'm sitting there at a table with a contract all made out for $1,000 and ready for me to sign. And my wife comes over and she looks at me. And she looks at that contract. She said, what are you doing? And I looked at her and I said, I don't know. That's the power of asking questions. So use questions to make your sale. Be an expert at asking those right questions.